The timer has been set, and I am doing another one of those things where I talk about death and stuff for a few minutes before I stop talking about death and stuff for a few minutes. Let's see. I'm coming in without a plan this time. I do have a notepad on my computer where I keep some ideas for this and everything else. Okay, here's one that I wrote. It's near the top because it was one of the first things that I wrote when I started doing this bit. The idea that death is what gives life meaning. That is a very popular idea that I've heard expressed in fiction and in real life over the years. I think when I just started doing this, it came up in the new Star Trek show. I don't agree with it. It seems stupid to me. It's a Stockholm Syndrome rationalization that we use just because we have no choice as far as death is concerned. We're stuck with it, so we might as well pretend like it's a good thing. But it just doesn't make sense to me. If the point of life is to find meaning, it sucks if not finding meaning is not bad enough. We have to end the life to make it matter, which that sucks. Like, I guess the idea is that you come into life. What's your motivation? Why do you want to do anything? But if you got death hanging over your head, you better hurry up and do it. But if you're immortal, let's say, you might not have that death motivation. But if you still want to do anything, if you want your life to be worthwhile, you still got that motivation. That seems like enough for me. I guess maybe just not everybody feels that way. It's like, if we can't get that meaning if we're dead, we can't make life matter anymore once it's over. You get one chance, that's enough. I guess reincarnation, which I'm pretty sure I talked about in another one of these things, would suggest that over time you would keep learning and eventually find meaning over several lives, but that's not what they're talking about in this case. In this case, it's the finality is what gives all previous life meaning. The fact that it's fleeting and ephemeral is why it's special. And I don't know, I just can't agree with it. It doesn't work for me. Death still bums me out. We can appreciate sunsets without gouging out our eyes after to make it clear that it was... I don't know where I'm going with that. I was not prepared for this one. Related, I guess. Over this past month, I've had a lot of insomnia. There's been a lot of days where my entire day is eaten up just me laying in bed in the darkness trying to sleep because I know I have to work. So that's a waste of like 3 hours a day that I could be finding meaning in life, but instead I'm getting closer to the grave and unable to sleep. It's a bummer. And I'm sure I must have said this in one of the earlier ones, or at least in some form on my website. One of the biggest memories I have from my childhood is laying in bed trying to sleep and wishing time wasn't passing. And that's a sad thing to have be one of the main features of your life, isn't it? But that's what it is. That's who I am. That's Patrick D. But insomnia and meaning in life. Wow, this is a bad one. I really don't have anything for this one. Just disagreeing with something people said. What else can I fit in? I wonder how much time I have left. Death. My car might be dying. That's sad. That's not really relevant. What haven't I discussed? What else is on my little notepad here? Some of these, I don't have time. I didn't see a dead body until my father died, as far as I can remember. I wrote that down. It was true that, like, he seemed smaller. He seemed, as a dead body, as no longer him, I guess. That was sad. Obviously, man, this is a bad one. And this is what happens. The fact that it's all over, sure, it's about to end, I'm sure, and it doesn't have more meaning because of it ending. I could have maybe found some meaning, but nope. And There's the alarm. I'm dead. Bye.